about you and your family. But let me first begin by today is the 21st of July, 1990. And why don't you begin by giving me your name?
My name is Lois May. And my maiden name
is... How do you spell that for me? Okay. And is...
Right.
Okay. Now, this community is called what?
Jefferson.
All right, and it's in what county?
South Park, in Park County.
In Park County, in the state of?
Colorado.
Okay. Now, how big is Jefferson? It's
Well, I think the population at peak time is probably 28.
Okay. Big place.
Right. When I came up here to live, five or six, many years ago, 10 years ago, I lived here for 5 years, and winter and summer. And, well, part of that time, there were only 4 people of us in town.
Hmm.
That's not very many people.
My goodness. Now, when were you born?
I was born January 8, 1916.
Okay, January 8, 1916. Now, where were you born?
I was born in Pueblo. That's where my mother and my grandfather were born. And mother went down there to have me, but then we came back up here when I was about 13 days old.
Oh my goodness.
I just went to Pueblo to be born, and then I came back here to live.
Now, why did they take you to Pueblo to be born?
Well, they didn't have the medical attention and that type of thing here that they should have had. There were doctors, but by the time they came with horse and buggy to the various places, it was not a good way to go.
In those days, would they have had anything like a midwife that would have helped with the delivery?
I assume there must have been, but I don't know of anyone who was.
Huh, okay. I just wondered, did a midwife help with your delivery, or were you born at home?
No, I was born at home, but a doctor delivered me at my grandmother's house.
Okay, in Pueblo.
In Pueblo, uh-huh.
Okay. But your family was already living up here.
My grandfather, Peter Schadiger, homesteaded the ranch.
This place right here?
No, the ranch is over Michigan Hill, over on the other side.
Okay.
And he homesteaded the ranch in 1876, and that was the beginning of the time that they started their water rights and that sort of thing. They dug their ditches with pick and shovels, and then they had, oh my goodness, I'll have to think of the word in a few minutes, a slip that they dug the dirt with. Do you know what a slip is?
Is that like an earth-moving,
equipment? The horses pulled it, but it was something sort of a little larger than a wheelbarrow, but it stuck down into the ground. And they pushed the dirt out and dug the dirt out.
Now that was to build an irrigation ditch?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And to build roads.
Mm-hmm. Do they call them irrigation ditches in this area, or do they ever call them canals?
No, they were always ditches.
Okay. And, well, we'll get back. I want to ask you some more about the slip in a few minutes. So your family has been in this county now for how many generations? I mean, you are the third generation to live.
Well, there are four generations of us. Five generations of us here.
That would be from your grandfather.
From my grandfather, my father.
You.
Me, my children. My grandchildren, and grandchildren's children. So they're
great grandchildren.
Great great grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I don't have any great grandchildren, but they are the will be.
Okay, will be soon.
They're
okay.
Soon. Uh-huh.
Okay, now just some background about you. Have you done a lot of traveling outside the state of Colorado? Have y'all traveled a lot?
Oh, not a great deal. I've been to Europe, and I've been to New York, and I've been to the Virgin Islands and Hawaii and things of that sort, but those are just special trips from time to time, not for any great length of time.
You've never lived I was wondering, have you primarily lived in this area?
Lived in Los Angeles during the Second World War.
Okay.
And my husband worked on the Santa Fe Railroad. And we were there about 10 years, and then we came back and bought our business, the trucking company, and then we've been here ever since.
Okay.